So, Jas, lately you've had a good run in the squad playing at left back. So, as Dan McWilliams being out injured, the main reason for that. But how are you enjoying game time at Whitby at the moment?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. It's, like you said, it's nice to get a good run of games. And then, obviously, we've played quite a lot recently. And I just feel it's nice to finally get out there. And instead of having like a break of like one, two games and not play, or I'm glad to finally get a good run going. So I feel a bit more consistent in my games.
And of course, this weekend, no match. But is that, do you think, for yourself and your teammates, quite a relief just to have a weekend off and perhaps try to, you know, rub off any little knocks that you may have picked up over the hectic festive period?
Yeah, I feel it's much needed. To be honest, I didn't know that we had a break until the game just gone, because our schedule said that we had a game, but like you said, over Christmas, like from the 22nd of the 5th, we had a game every 3 days, and a lot of us have played every minute of every game, so it'll just be nice to sort of recharge the batteries. And I can imagine, I know a few lads have got like little niggles that they've been playing through, so I think as a whole team, even with the management, they all just need like a rest, like a weekend away from it, just to sort of relax.
Yeah, definitely. But some tough matches we've had over the sort of the Christmas period, and a few promotion chasing sides, but how have you found playing against those types of team?
Yeah, the teams we play against, a lot of them, they're quite similar in a way, but obviously some are just, obviously the higher up, they've got a lot better individual players, but we do well against the teams. It's just, it's a shame we can't like sort of get a run going, because our performances, even the back end of November and the whole of December, we've played well. It's just the small margins which haven't went our way, but hopefully in the games to come that they will start going our way.
So would you say that's one of the main aims of the team now, to try and get a good run going? And you know, at the end of the day, the playoffs, they may seem far away, but with a few games and a few wins together, suddenly the table can look a lot different.
Yeah, definitely, that's what we want to do as a group. We feel when we beat Scarborough, and we feel, oh, we could get a run going now, but it's just a shame that we haven't been back up with another win. But the lads believe that we'll be able to do everything we can, and we know we can do it. It's just applying ourselves in the right way, game to game. But that's what we feel. We feel we need a couple of games off the bounce wins, and like you said, we'll be right up there.
And talk about that Scarborough game. How did you find playing in that game? Bumper crowd in the Turnbull. It was definitely a special occasion.
Yeah, it was amazing. I was saying to the lads, like, you could tell the first 10-15 minutes into it that we were well more up for it. Like, we were first to every ball, like second to every ball, winning out every battle. And after we were just saying, you could sort of tell that it was going to be our day. And obviously the fans, it was unreal. It was crazy to play.
Yeah, and that's something that as a club we're trying to get on a more regular basis, and that would probably benefit the team. So would you hope that we can get those sort of crowds in on a more regular basis?
Yeah, most definitely. It'll be great if we could, like you said, get the amount of crowds. I mean, it's not realistic because every game's not a Scarborough Whitby game. But we're grateful for the fans that come to every game. Of course we are, follow us home and away. But hopefully when we get a good few performances and results, that'll encourage the fans to come along.
And just announced yesterday as well that the club have signed a sort of deal with a fitness group who are trying to sort of help the squad in conditioning and things like that. Do you think that can help yourself and your teammates over the rest of the season?
Yeah, I feel like you said, it's been a very busy period, and this period now, obviously the cold weather and a lot of injuries come up. And we feel that obviously it starts tonight, you're training the fitness, and we feel if it's something that can put us apart from the rest, really. It's good that the management have got it in place, because I feel everyone could, like, can take something positive from it.
And just finally, Dan McWilliams is looking like he may be back in contention over the next few weeks. So is it going to be a case of you trying to, you know, sort of, but you're going to have to perform consistently to try and keep your place in the side, as well as a battle with Dan McWilliams as well?
Yeah, of course. Every week, like I said, I give him my everything, and don't leave nothing on the pitch, and that's just where I've played. And it's good that he's coming back, because it's a shame that he's been out for so long. It'd be nice to have him back, and like you said, it's healthy for a team to have competition. That's what every team needs. Every successful team in every position, there's always competition, and obviously that can just egg us both on and give us both the edge, so it'd be nice.
Thank you very much.
No worries, mate.